good spirit here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. How many's glad God loves you?
Amen.
How many loves him?
Amen.
The Bible said we love him
because
he first loved us. I would have never ever known true love if it wasn't for him. If it wasn't for him. He is love. God is love. God is light. And I'm glad I've got him and I know him. Just for a few minutes, God is looking for our worship and he's looking for our praise.
Right.
When Jesus really, really has your heart, he'll have your love.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
When Jesus lives in the heart, he'll have your love for him. Oh, God, I thank you. When you're serving the Lord and you're doing the best you can, the closest that you will ever be to heaven is when you're praising him.
Yes.
You know, the Bible said that Jesus told the woman there, the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Did you know you're a spirit being?
Amen.
Did you know that the inner man, the real you, the real Tommy Romans, is not what you're looking at? You're looking at the house I live in.
Right.
Amen. The inner man makes up the spirit and the soul. My spirit and my soul lives in my body. And I thank God way down deep in my heart. God brought conviction to me a long time ago. How does God deal, Brother Tommy? How does he speak? He speaks to the inward man. He speaks to your spirit man. He speaks to your mind, but it has to get down into your heart. Where does conviction come from, Brother Tommy? It comes from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I would never know Jesus. I would never know Jesus unless God had revealed him unto me. Where does that conviction, what does it do? Where does it go? It comes down deep in the heart. Did you know you'll never, ever really change? You'll never, never really change. You cannot be saved. You'll never be born again. You can never, ever know him unless he gets a hold of your heart. He has to get into your heart. What does he want out of me, Brother Tommy? He wants my love. He wants my praise. He wants my worship. He wants me to serve him. Did you know down deep in the core of your heart is where your conscience lies? And all that God does all through your life, he's trying to get a hold of your heart. And the only way that he can get a hold of your heart, he has to get a hold of your conscience. That's what the Spirit of God does. He comes on the inside. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the sweet Holy Ghost, he can speak to your mind. He can let you know what you need to do to serve him. I tell you, he is real to me. Jesus has manifested. He's revealed himself to me over and over and over. I remember when I first got saved, I would go into my bedroom, living at home, 20 years of age. And I tell you, immediately I began to pray, and God gave me a prayer life, and I was hungry for more of him. I'm afraid in this day and this cold hour that we're living in that people don't love him like they used to love him. They're not dedicated like they used to be. What was it Jesus said to that one church? He said, you've become lukewarm and you've left your first love. I remember that first love, oh, Brother Michael, that he gave me when I knelt at an old altar of prayer on bended knees and I called on Jesus from the depths of my heart. I said, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I'm tired of the sin. I'm tired of the world. I'm tired of the devil. I'm tired of the misery. I'm tired of the hopelessness. Oh God, I want something better. Raise your little hand in the house. I want something better. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty, Lord, for more of you. Sister Maria, when he saved me, he took the craving and the desire of drugs and alcohol out of me. And not only that, but the royal blood of Jesus washed my soul. Hallelujah, that royal red blood washed away all the sin and all of the iniquity. And can I tell you, he made me whiter than the noonday snow. Where is them sins, Brother Tommy? Hallelujah, Jesus washed them away and he cast them into the sea. Hallelujah, forgetfulness never to be remembered anymore. Hallelujah, God has to deal with your sin. He has to deal with your heart to draw you to righteousness, that you'll serve him.
Amen.
As far as the east, take a globe. I got a globe in my study. I'll take my finger sometimes. Oh, Jesus. How much you love me, Brother Tommy. I tell you, there ain't no end from east to west.
That's right.
Jesus said, as far as the east is from the west, I've removed your iniquities from you. They're gone. I want that feeling. Come on, everybody in this house, know what God's given me. You must know that your sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
Right.
You've got to get in a place that you surrender your all to God.
Right.
Not just having you. You have to be fully dedicated to the Lord. You have to surrender your will to him. You have to give him your all.
Thank you, Lord.
What was it God said in Isaiah? He said, I cast thy sins behind my back, never to be remembered anymore. Oh, Lord, raise your little hand. Lord, I want to know that I'm forgiven. I want to know, Lord, that I'm sold out. Lord, I want your favor, Lord, and I want your approval in my life. I must have the peace of God. I gotta know, dear Lord, that I've repented of my sins and they're gone. Hallelujah, they're gone. Oh, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things are made new. Can you tell him tonight, I want to be new? I want to feel that newness, Lord. I want to feel your spirit. I want to be able to feel that I'm clean and that I'm righteous, Lord, in your eyes. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. I gotta know, God. I must be in fellowship with him and to have him in my heart.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
God. Glory.
You ever feel this?
Glory.
I remember when I first got saved. I go in the mommy's washroom, concrete floor. It was all from the kitchen. As soon as you went into that washroom from the kitchen, you turned this way, and about from here, that second row of seats right there was mama's washer and dryer. And I remember I had something. God did something for me. I found something, that old order prayer. Oh, it was so good. It tasted so good. So good. A little bit of heaven came in my soul, and I knew what I felt was real. And I had a desire and a hunger for more of it, Lord. I want more. I want more. And I made my way many times in the mommy's washroom and down on concrete on 20 years old of age of needs. I went down before that washer and before that dryer. Has anybody got a prayer life tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Is anybody in this house hungry for God?
Yes.
Amen. Does anybody in here want more of him?
Yes.
How many wants a closer walk with him?
Yes.
How many wants to be filled with him?
Yes.
I want to know you better, Lord. And I remember, Brother J.D., I'd get on my knees. And I would pray, Sister Maria, till the tears dropped off on that concrete. I would say, Jesus, this is what I said. I said, I love your love. I never forgot it. I love your love, Lord. Oh, there ain't nobody can do you like Jesus. There ain't no love that ever can replace the God's love. Hallelujah. And I remember on many days I would say, Jesus, I'm hungry and I want more. Lord, would you give me wisdom and give me knowledge and give me understanding? Draw me, Lord, nearer. Lord, I want to be closer. Oh, how many can say, Tommy, I need that desire down in my heart that God would draw me, that I can get closer to the Lord, and that my joy would be full. Raise your little hand in the house. I want more. I want to be filled. Hallelujah to the Lord. I tell you, this world will leave you down and out. It'll leave you empty and dry. Can I tell you, there's a fountain open up in heaven on high, and there is water. I said there is joy, and there's everlasting hope and peace in Jesus. I want more.
Amen. Yes.
Jesus. Jesus, I love your love. Take me, Lord, and draw me. What was it that Shulamite woman said in the Song of Solomon? She spoke to her shepherd, which was referring and typifying Jesus in the Song of Solomon. Oh, my beloved, draw me, and I will run after you. Holy. Holy, are we still drawing nigh to him? Come on, are we still running? I'm running. Oh shepherd of my soul, don't let me drift away from you. Lord, don't let me go from you. Don't let me drift away. Lord, come on. If there's ever a time that we need to draw nigh to God and draw nigh to the shepherd, it is right now. Come on. I believe that there's some people that are not walking close like they used to. They drifted. They backed up. There's something got in their eye. There's something to this world that they ain't let loose of. Oh, it's blinded them. And they ain't got what they used to have. Come on. I say, dear Jesus, oh, Lord, renew me. Refill me. Restore me. Oh, Lord, revive me again. Lord, that I might rejoice. Come on, it's time to run back. Come on, it's time to run to Jesus. If you have felt God a stronger in your life and in your past than what you do tonight, and if your desire was stronger at one time in your life than it is tonight, you gotta run back. You'll
never be happy. I said you'll never be fulfilled until you get back to Jesus and run back into his arms. Raise your little hand. Hallelujah. Draw me back. Oh, shepherd of my soul, I am your sheep, and I'm out here away from the fold, Lord, and I need you to bring me back. Woo! Lay me across your shoulder and bring me back.
Oh. Jesus.
Yes.
Oh. Bring me, Jesus.
Oh.
I'm not happy. I'm just speaking by the Spirit of God here tonight.
Mom.
I'm speaking from some hearts. I ain't really happy.
Oh, Lord. Mom.
I ain't where I need to be. Oh, God.
Mom.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Some people live their life in drudgery. They dread to wake up of a morning. It's a humdrum.
Yeah, right.
Come on now. It's dullness. Some people just don't have a prayer life. Jesus, you might think this is foolish and silly. I would do anything to show the Lord. Honest, I would do anything in my heart to show him that I wanted him. And I remember in my bedroom, I slept in a single wide bed. That's what I slept in. And I get right up in the middle of that bed. You know this is personal. You know Jesus is personal.
Man.
Did you know he's just as personal as you'll make him?
Right.
And Sister Bessie, I get right in the middle of that bed, and I bow over and bury my head in the pillow. And I say, Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love your love. I love you, Jesus. I thank you for saving me. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for saving my soul. I remember I'd rear back in that bed, lift my hands, and say, Jesus, I love you. The Lord's a-looking tonight. I said, the Lord's a-looking tonight for your whole heart. The Lord's a-looking for your whole heart. He's looking for your love and affection tonight. Oh, God, raise your hand and say, draw me, Jesus. Have I forgotten, Lord? Have I drifted? Have I lost something, Lord? Is there something missing in my life, God? I'm telling you, you'll never fully be satisfied until Jesus has your whole heart. Don't hold back on him. Don't hold anything back from him. For the Father seeketh such to worship him in the spirit and in the truth. Man, you can hear a pin drop in here.
Come on.
You know what I'm doing? I'm sowing some seeds.
Yes. Come on.
I got a heart full of seeds here tonight. I've studied this through, and I prayed through. And that seed, that royal, holy seed of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit inside, has loaded me to tell you that he's still real.
Amen.
He's still just as close to you as he's ever been. Oh, God, and he cares. He cares. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy.
Amen.
Jesus. Lord, I'm going to show you
that I'm honest in my heart and I'm sincere. I worked midnight at the plant, 12 to 8 shift. When God first saved me, I stayed in church. If I heard of a revival anywhere, Brother Bill, anywhere, I don't care where it was at, I went. I wanted to hear the singing.
Amen.
I wanted to hear the preaching.
Amen.
Did you know sometimes I'd get out of a church around 9 p.m. and I didn't have to clock in until right before midnight? Did you know that there was something in my heart? I'm going to show Jesus. I want more of Him. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. It's a stir in my heart. It's a moving me. How many has ever been motivated before? God motivates the soul. He stirs the heart. I'd get to the plant about 9, between 9 and 9:30. And I'd read my Bible, turn the dust or the little light on there overhead, and I'd read my Bible. And I'd say, Jesus, oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'd turn that light off. I'd say, I'm going to show you, Lord, that I want more of you. You can laugh. You can laugh. I was sitting right there, steering wheels right here. I'm going to show you. Holy Lord, I'm hungry for more of you. I want more of your spirit, God.
Come on.
I want more of your love.
Thank you, Lord.
And I would scoot the seat back. Boy, I leave her. Scoot the seat back. Get down. It was hard to get under that steering wheel. You say, Tommy, you're crazy. How bad do you want it? Holy, I would crawl and get down underneath that steering wheel and where the transmission was, that hump in the floor. I went over it, Sister Maria, with knit clothes on, knit pants, and a dress shirt. It didn't matter to me. I wanted God. Raise your hand. I want God. And I went over that transmission. Hallelujah. And I buried my face in the floorboard of the passenger side. Hallelujah. That old car. And I said, Jesus. Jesus, I thank you for saving me. I thank you, Lord, for taking the drugs and the alcohol. Oh, Lord, I love your love, and I want more of you. I did that over and over and over. Holy God, what's that song say? I'll climb a sycamore tree and I'll take the roof off just to get to you, Lord. Where is that determination? Hallelujah. How many in the house can say, Brother Tommy, I have lost something. I've lost that hunger and that deep desire. I need to get close to my Lord again. I feel Him in the house. I need Him, and everybody in this house, you need a closer walk.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I had my face buried in there.
Come on.
We had a nice super that stayed in the guardhouse, and they had plate glass all around it. And it was his job to see if anybody come in that parking lot and was going to rob anybody or break in anybody's car. I was down and I was buried in that floor. My Bible was open in the car seat. And I was all the way over there and all of a sudden there's the brightest light was shined right down in that floorboard right where my face was, and I knew it wasn't Jesus. Shoot, Lord. And I got up, and honest, I bet you, I don't bet, it probably took me 30 to 40 seconds to crawl over there, and that light was still shining right on my head. I got over there like that, and I scooted back under that steering wheel, and I got like this, and I climbed back up there, and I looked over that plate, that glass window. He had that light shining right on me, And I rode, I didn't have no power windows. I rolled that window down. I looked at him. He said, son, he said, are you all right? I said, yeah, I'm doing just fine. He said, what's wrong with you? I said to him, and I ran into him just a few years ago, sister, remember, he's dead now. An old night super, he said, I will never forget that night. He said, I watched you come in different times, and you'd park out there about middle ways or toward the end of the lot so nobody could see you. He said, you come in there 2 to 3 hours early. He said, your head would disappear. He said, I got worried about you. He said, are you all right? I said, yes, I'm doing fine. And I looked at him and I said, I love Jesus. I love Jesus, and I called him by name, and Mays, I think was his last name, Mr. Mays. I said, I get here early. I said, I come out of revivals. I said, I come out of church services, and I told him, I said, I want to pray and read my Bible. I said, I'm hungry for Jesus, for more of him. I got to witness to him, Brother Ron, about what the Lord did for me. He gave me something that the world did not have to give. What is it, Brother Tolly? It is that good and sweet Holy Ghost, a salvation and forgiveness, redemption by the blood of the Lamb. Raise your little hand and worship the Lord. Hey, Lord. Oh, God. Can I tell you, he's real. He's just as real as you want him to be. He's just as close as you want him. How many can pat yourself on the chest and say, Brother Tommy, I need more in here. I need more commitment. I need more dedication. Brother Tommy, I tell the Lord, oh God, I replace and restore the desire back in my heart. Draw me, Lord, draw me, Lord, draw me, God, draw me. Don't let me forget, don't ever. There's a danger in forgetting God. I said, there's a danger in forgetting what he's done for you and the prayers he's answered for you. I said, there is a danger. There's a danger. You got people right here. You need a fresh touch. You need God to help you. Oh God, you need God to renew, Lord. Renew. I love your love, Jesus. Was that enough, Brother Tommy, for you? No. My mommy made me a homemade quilt. Sister Bessie, have you ever made a homemade quilt? Made out of patchwork. My mom made me one before I was ever saved. It's folded up real neat in my closet. And that old quilt has a lot of memories in it. And I remember when mom, she would sew all of that together. She would take little thread like this, Sister Sherry, and she'd take that needle and she'd go down like that and she'd come back up, and it was Daddy and I's job to take that little string and to tie them on every little patchwork. Oh, Lord, I said, Jesus, I'm hungry for you. And I'd take that old quilt and I'd unfold it a little bit. I put my Bible right down in the middle of that quilt. And I put a little flashlight about like this with my Bible. And I'd roll it up and I'd hit up the driveway. I remember up to the top of the driveway. I'd cross over to where the mailbox was. And Brother Ronnie, there was a deep ditch there. And I remember, I believe that the Father must have looked over at the Son and said, look at there. He's going to climb a mountain and to seek you and to love you. Hallelujah to God. I remember I'd step over that old ditch line and I'd come up to the top of the bank, and there was a 3-strand barbed wire fence, and I would slip that
that quilt over between the barbed wire and lay it down in the leaves. And I'd lift up, hallelujah, that second strand, and I would stick my leg through, and I'd work my way through, and I would pick up that quilt. Come on now. I said, you got to climb. Hey, Lord, raise your hand. I need to climb higher, God. I need to climb higher. No ditch line is going to hinder me. Come on. A lot of people in this day and hour, they're letting people stand in their way of forgetting a closer walk for God. They're letting things of this world steal their desire and hinder them for an outpouring and a feeling of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
The devil's robbed. He's robbed us and we let him do it.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
I pick up that quilt. I climb out here, let's see. I could take you right today. Climb up 2/3 to the top of the hill. There's a set of pine trees in there. And if you know pine trees, man, when they shed their little needles, the whole ground is full of brown needles. And I was so happy. I had my light with me. I unfolded that quilt, got my Bible, and sat down right in the middle of that quilt. And I'd read my Bible until it got dark. God knows I'm telling you the truth. Start getting dark. And I turned that flashlight on. Ain't that amazing? Take that flashlight. The light is shining down in the light. Oh God. This natural light is shining down in the spiritual light. Holy God, how many wants the light to fill you?
Amen.
Come on, fill you. Fill me, Jesus, with light. Fill me with illumination, God. Drive out the darkness. Come on, tell him, drive out every bit of the darkness out of me, God. Holy Lord. And I'd read the scriptures, Sister Sherry. I'd read them. And I tell you what, I backed back from my Bible and I got on my knees. And you know what I told him? I said, Jesus, I love you. I love your love, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. One night, there's a big hoot owl come in there and it scared me half to death.
Lord have mercy, sakes.
I'm telling you, these things are real. Devil ain't got nothing but a bunch of buzzards spiritually speaking. He'll put fear in you.
Come on.
He'll put fear. Come on. You'd be surprised that the people have a spirit of fear on them. They can't get loose from it. They let things bind them. Can I ask everybody in this house what has bound you?
Come on.
What's bound you?
Come on.
What are you afraid of? What are you worried about? I remember I would pray to him, pray for him. And seeking his face. Oh, you want to come to the piano? Come on. I want to read something here. You know what? I got plumb off. I had 9 pages right here. I didn't get through 1 paragraph.
All right.
Listen as she gets a song ready. How many of you got your ears open?
Amen.
I read an article, Sister Bessie, years ago, where someone broke into a museum over there in England. They broke in. Can I tell you the devil's a thief? He'll steal from you if you let him. He works right here first. You know why? You know why? Because there's a golden strand from this mind of yours that goes down and hooks to your inner man, to your heart. That's what the devil wants. They broke into a museum. These thieves evaded the security system and stole a famous picture, an ancient painting from the wall that was worth $2 million. The art was a work of a professional artist. How many knows my God's a professional? A professional painter, a sculpturist. Oh, Lord, how many has ever felt just so close to God in his nature? How many of you have ever been driving down the road and just something draws your eyes at the end of the highway and you look up into the most beautiful blue sky?
Right.
Who made it? God did. Oh God, open my eyes to your beauty. How many's ever seen a beautiful golden sunset?
Man.
Oh, who painted a picture like that? Who was it, Ava? God did. He painted the universe. I feel him tonight. He wants to paint you too. He wants to create an art out of you. What's he want out of me, Brother Tommy? He wants an art of worship and praise. Raise your little hand to him, God. Paint it in me, Jesus. Paint your beauty in me, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Woo, let me finish this. $2 million it was worth. The art was a work of a professional artist. The next morning when the museum was open, the keepers and the staff were shocked when they saw a big empty place. Say it with me, empty place.
Empty place.
Where this beautiful work of art once hung and graced the wall. It was now gold. Oh God, I feel that. Oh, the feeling inside to know something. It's gold. Something good's gone, Lisa. It used to hang there. It used to hang there in its beauty. But there's an empty place, and that ark of work is gone. Oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh ye Lord. It was the most valued piece of artwork in the whole museum. Now it's missing. Bulletins were sent out everywhere in the news. If anybody knows the whereabouts of this most beautiful, valuable picture, would you please contact us? We are offering a great reward. How many tonight? I feel him right here. I'm going to challenge you. How many could say, Brother Tommy, I need to pay a price. I've got to get that back. Come on. Raise your hands. I've got to know him better.
Amen.
I've got to have that beauty restored. And that praise. Lord Jesus, we'll never get it until the prayer life is changed. Until the prayer life comes back and the hunger comes back, we will never be able to be graced with his beauty inside. Oh, God. Please, the newspaper read, we want that back. Some people's never tasted of the depths of the Lord. Some people have never really sold out. Some people have never been really born again. I'm telling you the truth. They might go to church. They might sit on the pew. But they know not God. They don't have him.
Come on.
We that do know him and have felt his divine holy touch, we know what it is. We want it back. The place is just not the same anymore without that art. People come looking for it, but it's not here anymore. Woo! Oh, and if we can only get in the presence of God, what do you think is waiting on us? What will we find when we get hungry and we thirst after God? Stand with me in the house, everybody that's able to stand with me in this house. I'm going to open up this altar. I know where I've been lately. I know what God showed me, Sister Bessie. There's a prize. I said there's a prize. God's calling. God's calling for a closer walk. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How long has it been since you shouted? How long has it been since you was carried in the Spirit? Seems like into the spirit world. How long has it been since you shouted? How long has it been since the well inside overflowed? God.
Come on, I'm going to ask you right now. God's putting it in your lap. You know what you need to do. God's real. I said, God's real. God is real. Jesus is real. How many wants him? Raise your little hand in the house. I want Jesus. I love your love, Jesus. Come on, let's pray. Everybody in this house, if you felt your need here tonight, you see your need. You see the emptiness. You see that place. Oh, God, call me back, God. Call me back, God. Draw me, Lord. Come on, pray. Pray, children. Pray. Everybody in this house, pray.
As my feet walk through dry, barren places,
Jesus,
and my soul has felt the rain,
Lord, it's you I need. It's you, Jesus, I want. Tell him. Everybody in your heart tonight, tell God, I want it, Lord.
I'm hungry now for another wave of glory. It's the fresh touch you have promised. Could be mine. I pour my chair up to
your heart. Give him your heart. Open up your whole heart. All of your heart. All of you. Jesus, none of me.
Fresh touch you have promised.
Give me mine.
I pour my chair up to your table. Lord, I'm ready now to die.
Another empty vessel. Feel it, Lord, another time.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Now as
I feel him in the house. He's a walking in here. Jesus is a walking in here.
Together. Down by the Sea of Galilee, they all give me. Deep and low, she had begged me not
Jesus,
I love you,
Lord, Lord.
Another way
of glory.
If you're
fresh,
you have promised,
you'll be back.
I
hold that chair up to
your table, Lord. I'm ready
now
to die.
Here's another empty vessel. Fill it, Lord, another time.
I didn't need concessions. If we're worse than Jesus, she came. And when the crowd tried to restrain her, Jesus is all that
Touch me.
Yes, my Lord, touch me.
Wonderful heaven.